Well, there's Hollywood, of course, and Bollywood, too. And now there's Yollywood. Atlanta, Georgia is becoming known as the Hollywood of the South. The state has a robust $2 billion film industry, and that means there's a demand for actors, producers, technicians, and stunt people. So much demand that a veteran stunt driver opened up a school there. Two reporters with Here and Now contributor Georgia Public Broadcasting recently visited the school for a crash course in stunt driving.
Hi, I'm Taylor Gant.
And I'm Sean Powers.
And a few weeks ago, we were in Dawsonville, Georgia, about an hour and a half north of Atlanta.
We met this guy named Robert Dillman, who puts us in a bit of a predicament.
So what you guys are going to do is you're going to stand back to back, feet together, arms down at your side.
Robert Dillman is one of the instructors at Bobby Orr Motorsports.
He's teaching us a lesson in stunt driving, and we're helping out as the props.
Bobby's going to come in fairly high speed. He's going to do a precision drift around you. He's going to start a little wider, closely cut into your feet. Obviously, it's important not to move.
Okay.
We do have a few rules. If you feel unsafe at any time, you can raise your hand and he'll stop.
Okay.
By the end of this, he's going to be so close that when he stops, you guys can both sit on the car.
And this is 100% success rate. No one's been delimbed yet.
Absolutely.
All right, let's do this thing then.
Okay, if we don't make it through this, I want my family to know I love them so much.
So, to set the scene, Sean and I are standing back-to-back in the middle of a stunt-driving obstacle course while a car does donuts a few inches away from our toes.
And the man behind the wheel?
My name is Bobby Orr. I own Bobby Orr Motorsports, also known as BOMS. We're up here at AMP, Georgia, looking to teach all we can.
Bobby Orr is a veteran stuntman and the lead instructor of this stunt-driving school. He started out on the West Coast, but this year opened a program in Georgia in response to the state's booming film industry.
Bottom line is, you know, there's a lot of business here in Georgia right now, a lot of new people and all that, and some of them haven't had the chance to go to a school and get training and all that. So we offer that training, and we're probably the hardest school out there, but at the same time, we turn out some good product.
Orr has trained a number of high-profile Hollywood talents over the years, and he's performed stunts himself. His credits include being John Malkovich, the Dukes of Hazzard, and Seabiscuit. But he especially remembers his time with one A-list actor from the hit movie Gone in 60 Seconds about a group that plans a car heist.
Keep it real. Think slow. We should get through it just fine.
Nicolas Cage came out to the school. Worked with him the day, and I was really surprised because he came out there and... initially, to be honest, I thought it was going to be a prima donna kind of a thing because they had a couple of motorhomes for him and all that. That man came there to work. He got there. He asked who was going to be teaching him. It was me. We got in the car. We were in that car until it was time for lunch. And then ate lunch real quick. We got back in that car. He busted his rear end. Hats off to him.
Stars like Nicolas Cage have been a familiar sight here in Georgia. Jennifer Brett covers the film industry in the state. She says studios can't pass up on the financial incentives.
Filming in Georgia it just makes dollars and cents for Hollywood. They can get a tremendous tax benefit. And as the industry has come here, the infrastructure has sort of blossomed all around it.
Stunt drivers are one of the groups benefiting from the increased number of film and television productions in Georgia. Atlanta native Max Calder decided to pursue his career behind the wheel in his home state instead of going west.
When I started, the tax incentives just passed here back in 2008, I think they passed. So met some people, and they said a lot of work's starting to come here, so you should stick around, train, get to know people, and get like a foot in the industry here, because it's hard to break in L.A. It takes about, rule of thumb, 5 years minimum to break in, but got lucky and came here at the right time.
And Calder's decision to stay in Georgia has paid off so far. He's worked on big-budget projects like The Walking Dead series, Marvel's Ant-Man, and Furious 7.
And speaking of a payoff, let's return to our personal stunt driving lesson with Bobby Orr and see if we kept all our toes.
Thank you, sir.
Are we alive?
We're good, man. We're all good.
Oh, my God. Woo! Yikes! That was amazing. Thank you. Now, has that ever not worked out?
I can't answer that.
Okay. Well, thankfully, stunt car driver Bobby Orr's years of experience paid off, and our feet remain unharmed. or hopes his students will produce similar results on movie sets across Georgia.
For Here and Now, I'm Taylor Gant.
And I'm Sean Powers in Atlanta.